Dianne Feinstein proposes withholding coronavirus relief for states without mask mandates. By Sean Moran on July 16, 2020. Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, said in a statement on Thursday that she will propose an amendment to the next coronavirus aid legislation that would withhold aid to states that do not have a mask mandate. Feinstein said, "In the last 2 weeks, 41 states saw an increase in coronavirus cases, with a total of 3.5 million infected nationwide. California, Florida and New York each top 300,000 cases, and Texas will soon follow. We've seen 60,000 new cases in 5 of the last 6 days. We're failing to control this virus and it's time for serious action. Research shows that masks reduce transmission of the coronavirus." CDC Director Redfield said this surge in COVID-19 cases could end within 2 months if we adopt universal masking. Businesses like Walmart, Kohl's and Kroger now require masks. And countries that are successfully controlling this virus require masks. So why doesn't the United States have a national mask mandate? Wearing masks in public should be mandatory. Period. Leader McConnell said the Senate will take up the next coronavirus economic relief bill later this month. "At that time, I intend to offer an amendment to prohibit sending funds to states that haven't adopted a statewide mask requirement. The situation is getting worse daily. Several states, including California, Alabama and Montana, already require masks in public. This should be universal. My hope has been that other governors would show the leadership to institute their own mask mandates, but so far that hasn't happened. It's time for Congress to step in." Feinstein's announcement follows as Republican governors such as South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp have resisted calls to issue statewide mask mandates. "This is a matter of life or death, and partisan politics shouldn't play a role," she added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.